This is Nightline.
Tonight, the Liver King.
Primal need to know.
Bulging biceps and six-pack abs made him a social media sensation.
The name is Liver King because liver's king.
A look back at the advocate for extreme workouts and eating raw organ meat. But was it all a lie?
I was taking performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, and growth hormone, and led people to believe that it was only these nine ancestral tenants that got me here.
Plus, Bishop T.D. Jakes, one-on-one with the man dubbed America's preacher. His wisdom.
You will get that obstacle. It's up to you to see the opportunity.
He has many interests.
I don't have a lane. I live without lanes.
Politics.
As for the political frontier, we keep changing the chef, but we don't understand that the oven is broke.
And daring strategy to change how we live. And Memorial Day tributes, remembering the nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifice and service.
Nightline, we'll be right back.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. We begin tonight with the social media influencer known as the Liver King. He's earned millions of followers extolling the virtues of ancestral living and extreme fitness, part of a world of endless online fitness stars, now raising questions about how men cope with body dysmorphia and steroid abuse. He is ABC's chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman, with another look.
So I'm here outside Houston, Texas, in this community of mega mansions to meet one of the most controversial people on the internet.
I've been hounding him for a year to do this interview.
What took you so long?
Get in here, man.
Okay. We're going to have a great time today.
You're going to have a good time torturing me. I mean, like, yeah, I'm already, yeah, a little nervous.
Has anybody been keeping count?
As far as internet celebrities go, there's nobody quite like Liver King. The bulging muscles, bushy beard, the unwashed caveman vibes. In front of the camera, Liver King is a walking meme generator, bewildering his millions of followers and lots of haters with his bombastic persona.
More! Yeah! Fearless, powerful, manly, unkempt.
Why would I eat vegetables when I can have testicles?
Eat vegetables when you can eat testicles?
You know it. You know,
it's memorable. It's memeable. Well, I mean, I saw you when they surrounded a plate of bull testicles.
Yeah, it was either testicles or vegetables.
Then there's his seemingly never-ending quest to scale the highest peaks of Mount Machismo, shooting guns, throwing things, and doing the most insane workouts you will ever see.
Liver King here.
There's a bigger trend here. You see, Liver King has quickly become one of the biggest fitness influencers, or fitfluencers, if you will.
I got a show today for y'all, and we supersetting everything.
In the social media sphere. For young men, more than ever before, buff bodies and shredded six-packs exist within an entire universe of fit content online. But with that, some say it's come an increased pressure to look a certain way. For some people, creating major body image and even steroid abuse issues. But first, let's talk about who or what exactly is the Liver King. Well, he's really just a 45-year-old guy from Texas named Brian Johnson.
Tell me about Brian Johnson. Who is he?
I would say Brian Johnson was the corporate guy that didn't live the ancestral life, was eating the way that we're told to eat, putting on sunscreen, brushing my teeth, shaving my face, putting on deodorant, putting on cologne, you know, driving the fancy car, you know, the whole nine yards. That was Brian Johnson.
We're hitting the ground, so let's lose the shoes.
Okay.
I put mine on so that we can take them off together.
Before all of this, Brian and his wife Barbara, the Liver Queen, of course, owned a dental practice. She was the dentist, while he owned a stake in the business and property.
She's a practicing dentist. I'm in devices. You're doing whatever you can to keep the business going. you know, and then she's like, hey, I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm like, thank God.
I said, I need to be home with the kids. So this has to change. You know, they've been raised by other people but us. So it was the best thing.
Yeah.
Johnson say they left behind that dental practice and their lives as run-of-the-mill yuppie parents and devoted themselves to living what they call an ancestral lifestyle.
I believe so deeply in it for so many reasons. My kids were really sick, going to the hospital, they couldn't breathe. And so I learned about this whole ancestral living thing. We introduced liver, egg yolks, bone soups. They got better.
Now, feel free to go primal if you'd like, but you should also know that the FDA recommends actually cooking meat and eggs to help kill off potentially harmful bacteria. Moving on, before long, Brian and Barbara built up a brand. They open multiple companies that sell fitness supplements, mostly based on their family's lifestyle, which they say are inspired by ancestral tenets.
The nine ancestral tenets are sleep, eat, move, shield, connect, cold, sun, fight, and bond. We've probably done them all except for sleep today. What we sell is a vision to ancestral lifestyle, these nine ancestral tenets. We just so happen to sell nourishment, that's nose-to-tail nourishment, and a convenient gelatin capsule.
It is time.
But that message, it needed teeth, a spokesperson to get them to the next level. And this is how the Liver King was born.
At what point did you start calling yourself Liver King? Because that's a pretty significant difference than Brian Johnson.
It was 2015, and this is what happened. I started a business. I didn't know how to do anything. I didn't go to business school. You know, your number one issue in business is obscurity. And I said, okay, because I make my kids call me Liver King. It's just kind of for fun. You know, I make them call me Liver King. The name is Liver King because liver is king. If there's one thing you can do to change your life right now, it's implementable. You can get liver in your life. You'll feel the difference.
It wasn't until 2021, though, that Brian took his primitive roadshow to the modern world.
Enough people came over and said, you need to go on social media. And I was like, well, you know what? We always called it anti-social media. I said 6 months. I'll do this for 6 months. If I don't have a million followers in 6 months, I'm not doing this. I started doing it. I hated it. I was horrific in front of the camera.
Liver King here. I'm the Liver King. Liver King here.
Liver King here.
Everything. I would study every video I did. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Let me make it better.
Primals need to know.
Primals need to know.
Buenos dias, primals.
I went from, it's the morning time. We should get sun and we should touch our bare feet on the ground. And then I was like, oh, that's boring.
Good morning, primals. It's prime time.
So I would iterate on it, and I started to have fun, and it would wake me up.
I mean, did you get a million followers in 6 months?
Prior to 6 months.
He's also amassed a legion of critics who, rightly or wrongly, call out everything from the food his family eats to the lifestyle they live, and most of all, question just how natural Liver King's body really is.
It's a form of disordered thinking, and it is toxic.
The Liver King thing drives me nuts, because that guy's on steroids.
All these ridiculous accusations. People say I take PEDs.
Can we be honest? Like, you definitely take PEDs.
People write in DMs.
Right.
And they're like, they tell me what I'm taking. For the record, I've never taken steroids.
In late 2022, after months of rumors, speculation, and Liver King's denials, a video titled The Liver King Lie was dropped by a YouTuber with the name More Plates, More Dates.
Leaked emails, blood test results, and a full steroid cycle breakdown. That's what we're going to be getting into in this video.
It was a bombshell, showing emails purportedly from the Liver King tying him to steroid use, claiming that he was spending more than $11,000 a month on performance-enhancing drugs, including testosterone and growth hormone.
So anyways, he is on all this stuff.
What was the physical sensation you felt when you saw this guy online reading your emails?
Oh, yeah. It couldn't be more visceral. You know, my heart dropped. You know, I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. You know, I thought about all the people that believed in me, that gave me the opportunity to spread this message. And I looked them in the eye and I lied to them.
Primals, I'm making this video to apologize.
3 days after that video dropped, Liver King released his own, coming clean on the entire saga.
And I'm here now to set the record straight. Yes, I've done steroids. And yes, I'm on steroids, monitored and managed by a trained hormone clinician.
I think what upset people so much is less that you were doing steroids and growth hormone, it's that you were insisting up and down that you weren't doing it.
Right.
And it seemed to contradict all the values that you promote on social media.
The illusion of contradicting that by taking growth hormone and steroids, I was deceptive because I was taking performance-enhancing drugs, steroids and growth hormone, and led people to believe that it was only these nine ancestral tenets that got me here, right? That for that, lying about that, that was wrong. One of the top regrets I have in my entire life.
Our thanks to Matt. You can watch the entire episode of Buff Enough, Liver King, Steroids, and Male Body Image on Impact by Nightline. It's now streaming on Hulu. Up next, Bishop T.D. Jakes, one-on-one with the man known as America's Preacher, and the strategy to change how we live.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Time magazine called him America's best preacher. He's a prolific best-selling author, and he's here today to talk about his latest book, Disruptive Thinking, a daring strategy to change how we live, lead, and love. Joining me now is Bishop T.D. Jakes, senior pastor of the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
It is always good to be with you. We've known each other for a long time. I always feel better after our conversation. So I'm going to start with this, your new book. What can people expect from this particular book?
This book is written after the trauma of COVID. I watched the disruption of a nation, the disruption of a generation, the disruption of a world, and then personal disruption emotionally, financially, organizationally. And how do we handle those moments that are disruptive? Either we recede into a safe place and hope it will all be over soon, or we come up with a disruptive way of thinking. So disrupting the way we think requires that we don't go into today's battle with yesterday's wisdom.
I've known you probably for about 15 years. I've known of you for probably 30 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One thing I appreciate about you is there's a kindness to you. There's a modesty to you. There's a gently kind of grandfather, favorite uncle. And then there's T.D. Jakes in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
So I want folk to see that T.D. Jakes for a moment. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Okay. What God is getting ready to do in your life is totally illogical. It makes no sense. It has no rationale. You have no background. It's a...
Now, there's some churches you go to, and in this age of mega churches, I feel like it's like a wine tasting. When you preach, it's pork chops, cabbage, right? Here is this gentle teddy bear of a man. There is the lion.
I think that there's a lion and a lamb in all of us. But being a public orator, you have to have many gears, like an 18-wheeler. Having that versatility to be able to be nimble enough to go from a black church with call and response to a room that is totally silent and still be equally as comfortable in your own skin speaks to the range of the speaker. The more bandwidth that you have and the more you are in touch with yourself, the more versatile you can be.
The last time we spoke on camera was 3 years ago, June 2020. It's the pandemic. Not too long prior, they had just released the videotape of George Floyd. There were demonstrations across the country. America was both hurt and angry. And here's part of that conversation I want to play for our viewers.
I think we can build a better America. It may not ever be a perfect America, but I do believe we could build a better America in this particular moment of time.
3 years forward to now, our politics are still divided. Do you still see it that way?
Yes, I do. I think that things can, will, and must change. I would like to have seen more change. I will not deny that. But after George Floyd's tragic murder, conversations broke out. People began to put some effort behind diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those are optimistic things that I see moving the ball. As for the political frontier, we keep changing the chef, but we don't understand that the oven is broke. It doesn't matter who you elect. If we don't get a better system in place, we're going to always have this kind of problem.
You get this criticism a lot, so I'll ask you about it. Oh, you're doing too much. You're chairman and CEO of TD Jakes Group. Your company in Wells Fargo recently unveiled a 10-year, $1 billion partnership. Stay in your lane. You're just doing too much. You say what?
They're right. I don't have a lane. I live without lanes. And I tell people my mother didn't birth a preacher. She had a person. I only dabble in the areas where I have great passion, great interest, and the potential to have great influence, to be able to navigate that kind of a deal to change our communities that cost $1 billion that wasn't headed toward our coffers to go into our communities is a responsibility and just as much a calling as preaching a Sunday morning message.
You've done so much already. What's next?
I'm really excited about revitalizing, recreating, reinvesting in underserved communities. I'm also mentoring entrepreneurs because with the change of jobs and job requirements, entrepreneurship becomes vitally important.
My favorite question to ask people of note, Bishop T.D. Jakes, what is the one thing in life you know for sure for which you have no doubt?
Wow. That there will be setbacks. That there will be trying moments that try the human soul. All people have them, but we don't all handle them the same. Some see them as obstacles, some see them as opportunities. When you see problem as an opportunity to be innovative, you can turn a tragedy into success. And you will get that obstacle. It's up to you to see the opportunity.
I sat down for an interview, was hoping for a sermon, and I got both.
Thank you. That's because you're so masterful at what you do.
Bishop T.D. Jakes, his new book, Disruptive Thinking, is out now. And we'll be right back. Thank you, Bishop.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
And finally tonight, on this Memorial Day, we leave you with a tribute honoring the heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
We do this as a means of honoring those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives for their country.
My son absolutely loved what he did. He lived for what he did. So that gives me some peace.
This is about service to these veterans who sacrificed so much for our country.
I think it's great to just give them some recognition.
It's very somber. It allows us all to just pause.
As a nation, we also bear a heavy burden of responsibility to ensure that their sacrifices and deeds will not have been in vain.
My husband's name, Blue Charles Rowe, First Sergeant Rowe. Unfortunately, he was killed by an IED on May 26, 2009, which changed my son and my life forever. We had our memories. His son still remembers things that they did, and we are thankful for him.
Through all the conflicts and all the wars, today is the day we pay respects to our comrades who are buried at all the cemeteries.
We can never fully repay their sacrifice. We can never fully heal their family's loss. But we can show our reverence, our gratitude, our support.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.